So what did we cover in circular motion? Well, we covered moments, torque, turning forces, a force being applied around a pivot, the sort of size of the action of that force, the outcome of that force is increased by increasing the distance away from the pivot which you apply that force. Torque increases, moment increases. The moment is that force multiplied by its perpendicular distance away from the pivot point. And the law of moments says that something is in balance if all the moments added together that are acting anti-clockwise equal all the moments added together that are acting clockwise. If they all equal each other around a pivot point, then the thing is going to be in balance. And it actually does not make any difference where the pivot point is or whether it's actually really a pivot. So don't be fooled, you know, if it's a man walking along a plank and actually the pivot point is thoroughly secure and not likely to move anywhere, it can still behave as a pivot point as far as moments are concerned. So you're still going to treat it as if it's moments. Okay, we had a look at that. We had a look at centre of mass, and you remember centre of mass, where we can think of the mass, the point that we can think of the mass acting at. So we've had a look at centre of mass. We had a look at stability, and this idea that something is more stable if its base is wider or if its centre of gravity is lower, because something topples over when it's the line of action of the centre of mass gets outside the base. Okay, what else did we talk about? We talked about this idea of things going in a circle, and that's the difficult bit. That's the where you've got to get your head around centripetal force, not centrifugal force. You've got to learn, even if you don't believe it, you've got to learn that there is always a force acting towards the centre of the circle that we call that centripetal force. There's an acceleration that goes with that. Where there's a force, there's an acceleration. So we've got a centripetal acceleration, and the centripetal acceleration arises because even something going at a steady speed in a circle is changing direction. It's changing direction, it's changing velocity. There must be an acceleration, there must be a force. Acts towards the centre of the circle. It's increased by increasing the mass, increasing the speed around the circle, and decreasing the radius of the circle. It's harder to get around a tight curve than it is around a wide curve. If you ride your scooter, you'll know that's true. We then had a look at orbit. Satellites close in are going faster. Satellites further out are going slower. Satellites close in tend to be in polar orbit, looking at different parts of the Earth as the Earth rotates underneath, whereas satellites a long way out, and I said 39,000 kilometres, don't quote me on that number, it's because it's a very precise number, it's not exactly 39,000 kilometres, are at a particular position where they go round in 24 hours, the Earth goes round in 24 hours, the two match up. And so it always stays in the same spot above the Earth. Geostationary or geosynchronous orbit. Very useful communication satellites. All of the sky satellites are out there, as are the weather satellites. That kind of stuff, communication satellites. Get that remembered. And lastly, planets behave the same way as satellites, closing fast, go further out slow. The only thing to remember is that they don't have to go in a circle, they can go in an ellipse. If they go in an ellipse, the sun is at a focus of that ellipse, and the planets move slower the further away they are from the sun during their travel around that ellipse. So when they're close into the sun, they're moving quite quickly. When they're further out, they move slowly. They no longer travel around at a steady speed because it's no longer a circle. I think that's it. Cool. So I'm going to play some jazz whilst I think about what I've got to do next. Good God, that was 50 minutes of talking, and that was the easy bit. I'm not quite sure I'm going to chop that up into manageable chunks, but I'll go back and give it a go. And yeah, once this music's over, I guess I'll have to get on with the next bit.
You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Jazz.